Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, but it said Mr. Worldwide, and you already know what it is. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Subscribe today. Now, part of the things that we're doing over here at Negative to Positive is encouraging people to change their lives, change the things that are within their power. I want to thank our good friends at KFC for helping me bring this to you. Feed your whole crew with KFC. Let's go. I can get the KFC bucket of chicken, and you know, that's fire! Now, Babo, you know that you can get that mac and cheese, that mashed potato, gravy, those biscuits. Now that's trouble right there. That is fire right there. You know, on Negative to Positive, we always talking about striving and achievement. And the Colonel Sanders story is a story that inspired me since I was 10 years old. Look how our life comes full circle. Now I'm talking about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken and how much I love it. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Check out the vodcast. Subscribe today. Apple Podcast, Podcast One, Spotify.
Welcome and congratulations, bravo. What has the last 5 days been like for you?
I just watched movies.
시간 좀 나서 다른 거 영화도 보고.
I had some free time, so I watched other films.
Fleabag인가 그것도 봤어.
I also watched Fleabag.
Fleabag is good. This movie, the success of this film, the awards, the nominations, obviously, and the worldwide box office success. Why do you think this film has really broken barriers and crossed over?
글쎄요, 뭐 제가 이게 말이 언어가 다 틀려도 이렇게 소통하고 또 공감할 수 있는 것이 이게 바로 영화만이 가지고 있는 힘이 아닐까라는 생각이 들고 그걸 여러분들께서 직접 저희들에게 보여주셨다는 것이 너무나 감사드리고 영광스럽게 생각합니다.
I think it's a unique power of cinema to let people overcome these language barriers and communicate and sympathize with one another. I'm so grateful for the audience members who really proved that to us, and I'm very honored.
What's your take?
글쎄요, 뭐 그 미국이나 뭐 프랑스 개봉할 때도 다녀왔고 일본도 다녀왔는데 영화 스토리가 되게 이상하다 이런 얘기를 좋은 의미에서 그리고 뭐 예측하기 힘들었다 이런 얘기 많이 하더라고요. 그런 좀 기괴한 스토리텔링을 많이 즐겨주신 것 같아요. 어느 나라나 그런 느낌도 좀 있고요.
So I visited the U.S., France, and Japan when the film was released in these countries, and often people told me that this story is very strange in the best way, and that it was so difficult to predict. And I think a lot of people really enjoyed the absurd and eerie parts of this story.
It is absolutely difficult to predict, and I mean for a few reasons. Like throughout the course of the film, there are so many, you know, what the fuck moments. of this movie. And Song, when you read the screenplay for the first time, what did you think?
누가 주인공일까? 이런 생각을 제가 제일 많이 했어요.
The thought that I had the most is who is the main protagonist?
그래서 저 돌 들고 있는 저 아들 놈이 아주 근소한 차이로 저보다 분량이 조금 많은데 자기가 주인공이라고 막 떠들고 지금 다 돌아다니고 있는데 영화 보셔서 아시겠지만 누가 주인공? 제가 주인공 맞죠? 예.
So my son, who's holding up the rock over there, has a little bit more screen time than I do in the film. So he's been going around saying that he's the main character, main protagonist. But you've all seen the film. Who is the main protagonist? It's him.
This man.
That the fact that there are no villains, there's no one-dimensional villain, there's no one-dimensional hero. Everybody's in a real gray zone, and everybody is more—they're more alike than unlike.
그러니까 뭐 말씀하신 대로 그레이 존에 있고 뭔가 이 가난한 가족은 그 나쁜 짓을 저지르고 있는데 사실은 또 약간 귀엽기도 하고 또 부잣집 애들은 또 이렇게. 이렇게 뭐 얌체 같긴 하지만 또 나름 또 나이스한 사람들 애매하죠. 그러니까 그렇게 그레이 존에 있기 때문에 아까 말한 것처럼 시나리오를 그 이야기의 전개를 예측하기 어려운 것 같아요. 빌런이나 히어로가 명확하면 사실 이야기의 방향이 점점 명확하게 나올 수밖에 없거든요.
So like you said, all the characters in this film are in a gray zone. The poor family, they do commit bad things, but they're quite adorable. And with the rich family as well, they're very petty, but also nice at the same time. So it's ambiguous in how you can define these characters. But I think because these characters are in a gray zone, the narrative is very unpredictable. If you have very clear villains and heroes, it's quite clear where the story will take you.
So the Rock, what was the... What's the metaphor? What's the significance of the rock? It keeps popping up.
그냥 돌이에요.
It's just a rock.
아니, 보통 그...
You don't understand. Everyone here, they're going to be like, what's the meaning of the rock? People will write 2,000-word essays on the rock, and it's just a rock.
아니, 그 플라스... 아니, 저... 말랑말랑한 것도 만들었죠 우리가 안전한 소품으로 물론. 예.
Of course, it was rubbery and soft. It was just a prop when we were shooting the film.
네, 그 주인공이 그러잖아요. 그 메타포리컬하다고 주인공이 저기 주인공이 아니구나 참. 아, 주인공 아틀레미가 죄송합니다 형님. 예. 그 이 들고서 메타포리컬하다고 하잖아요. 그래서. 보통은 이제 스콧 당신처럼 이렇게 기자나 평론가 분들이 뭐 영화를 보고 나서 상징적이다 이렇게 말하는 건데 극중 인물이 지가 지 입으로 상징적이다라고 하고 자빠졌는데. 예.
So to give you guys a brief context on why they were laughing, Director Bong was trying to explain a line from The Sun and called him the main character and apologized to Song over here for calling him the main character. But what Director Bong was saying is, you know, you have The Sun, the Sun character, say within the film, this is so metaphorical. And usually that's something the reporter or a critic say when discussing the metaphors of the film, but here you have the character announcing it on screen.
근데 이제 결국 그 돌이 자기 머리를 부서뜨리게 되잖아요. 피가 터지고. 그러니까 정말 실제 돌인 거죠. 육체적인 거고. 저는 상징적인 것보다 육체적인 거 좋아요.
But that rock is what ends up crushing the sun's skull. So in that case, it is a very physical object. It's not just a metaphor.
Interesting. Well, clearly it's not. Song, this is your fourth film with director Bong. How has your relationship evolved? And what makes director Bong a great director?
한 20년 됐죠. 20년 동안. 근데 이제 그 데뷔작이 그 흥행은 굉장히 그 잘 안 됐는데 저는 굉장히 그 재밌게 본 기억이 납니다. 그래서 이렇게 재밌는 영화를 찍을 수 있는 사람하고 작업을 해보고 싶다라는 생각은 가지고 있었는데 그게 금방 기회가 올 줄을 몰랐죠. 그래서 여러분도 잘 아시는 그 살인의 추억이라는 영화를 통해서 처음에 하게 됐고 우리가 한 20년을 같이 오게 됐습니다.
So we've been working together for the past 20 years, and director Bong's first feature film flopped box office-wise, but I really enjoyed the film, and I wanted to work with him, with a director who can create such an amazing film. I didn't realize that opportunity would come so soon. Memories of Murder, the film in 2004, was the first film we worked on together.
제 데뷔작이 그 제목도 되게 좀 바보 같은 이제 마킹 독스 네버바이트라고 강아지 연쇄 살인이 아니라 뭐라 해야 되나? 어쨌든 강아지 시리얼 킬러 얘긴데.
So my first feature film has a very dumb title, Barking Dogs Never Bite, and it's about a puppy serial killer.
It's a very stupid black comedy, and it was box office disaster. 그래서 두 번째 영화를 내가 찍을 수 있나? 엄마 이제 그 정말 안개 속에 이제 생계를 걱정하면서 암흑 속을 헤맬 때인데, 근데 그때 이제 진짜 연쇄살인 얘기를 해보자. 그래서 이제 살인의 추억을 열심히 준비해서 이제 송강호 선배한테 시나리오를 드렸죠. 이제 조마조마한 마음으로. 근데 강호 형님은 뭐 이미 그때 엄청난 슈퍼스타였고, 강호 선배가 캐스팅되는 덕분에 이제 영화도 파이낸싱도 되고 이제 제가 이제 영화를 계속 찍을 수 있었던 거죠.
So I was very worried on whether or not I'd be able to create a second film, whether I can earn a living, and it was I felt lost, you know, in a foggy mist. And so this time I decided to tell a story about a real serial killer, and I handed the script to Song, feeling very anxious. Thankfully, he liked the story. At the time, he was a huge star in Korea, but thanks to him joining the cast, I was able to finance the film, and I was able to continue my filmmaking career.
Way to go. It's a great partnership. So bravo. Wonderful. Fantastic. Director Bong, what inspired you? How long did it take you to write this, and how long ago did you write it?
It was 2013 during the post-production of Snowpiercer. 그것도 사실 뭐 부자 가난한 자 나오고 그런 얘기잖아요. SF긴 하지만 그래서 그때 이미 뭐 그런 주제에 좀 관심 그게 붙잡혀 있었는지. 예.
And Snowpiercer, although it's a sci-fi film, is about the rich and poor. So I was very much captivated by that theme.
그리고 2015년에 이제 한 15페이지짜리 정도 스토리 라인을 썼어요. 그래갖고 제 작사랑 그걸로 협의를 받아가지고. 예. 근데 그때는 그 지하실 이런 게 없었어요. 뭐 그 지하실 커플, 뭐 벙커 이런 게 다 없었죠. 예. 그냥 부자 가난한 두 가족만 있었죠.
And I wrote a 15-page treatment in 2015, and with that, I agreed with the production company to make this project. But at the time, I didn't have the bunker, the couple, or the secret basement. I only had the rich and poor family.
그 2017년 가을에 제가 4개월간 직접 시나리오 쓸 때, 그때 다 나왔어요. 방금 얘기한 뭐 영화의 그 세컨 하프의 모든 그 세 번째 가족. 그 세 번째 가족이 나옴으로써 이제 영화의 모든 스트럭처들이 짜여지게 된 건데 그게 막바지에 좀 급하게 다 나왔어요. 한 마지막 석 달 정도에.
And in the fall of 2017, I spent 4 months actually writing the script, and that's when all the things came to me, everything about the second half of the film, the third family, and so with that, I was able to come up with the entire structure of the film, but it all came to me towards the end or around the last 3 months.
Song, the actors who played your family, did you have time with them to prep, to find a rhythm and chemistry?
그 뭐 거의 다 처음 잘 알고 있는 훌륭한 배우였지만 작업은 처음 하지 않았나. 그래서 좀 처음에는 좀 서먹서먹하고 이제 그런 분위기가 있었는데 자연스럽게 매일 밤 이렇게 같이 모여서 한 잔들 하다 보니까 아주 친하게 된 것 같아요. 네, 그래서 그 힘은 술이구나 이런 생각을. 네.
So I was very familiar with all their amazing work, but it was my first time working with most of those actors. So in the beginning, things were a little awkward, but naturally, every night we gathered to drink. And so thanks to that, naturally, we were able to develop the relationship. So the strength of our chemistry comes from the alcohol.
As it does around the world. Director Bond, the ending of this film is... It's really out there. Was it always the plan to end the film this way? Was this always the ending from the beginning?
그 마더라는 영화가 있었는데 그거 같은 경우는 처음 한 페이지짜리 시놉시스를 쓸 때부터 이미 라스트 씬이 정해져 있었고 이제 그 라스트 씬을 향해서 그 앞에 두 시간을 만드는 듯한 그렇게 달려가는 시나리오 라이팅도 있긴 한데요. 이 경우는 좀 달랐어요.
So with my previous film Mother, the last scene was already determined from the one-page synopsis that I had. So my entire writing process felt like I was creating the 2 hours that came before that for that last scene, and that was how I wrote that script. But Parasite was different.
뭐 아까 말씀드렸던 그 마지막 3개월 영화의 그 세컨 하프를 후반부를 막 이제 폭포처럼 써나가기 시작한. 그 마지막 3개월에 대부분 모든 게 이제 엔딩도 그렇고 그때 이제 써나가면서 정리해 나간 거예요. 그러니까 10페이지 이후에 이게 어떻게 될지를 저도 잘 모르면서 쓴 그런 시간들도 많았어요.
And as I mentioned with Parasite, the second half of the film all came to me in the last 3 months of script writing. It all just came to me like a waterfall, and I didn't have the ending at the time. I was basically creating the story as I was writing it. Even I didn't know what would happen 10 pages afterwards.
그 특히 마지막에 이제 그 아버지와 아들이 되게 원시적으로 이제 뭐 모르스보로 주고받고 그러잖아 편지를. 그 특히 엔딩 같은 경우는 이제 그 밴쿠버에서 한 달 정도 시나리오 쓴 적이 있었는데 거기 다른 일도 있고 해가지고 그때 무슨 건널목에서 생각났어요. 그 신호 기다리다가 횡단보도.
Particularly with the last scene between the father and son, where they use a Morse code to send each other a letter, that came to me when I was in Vancouver for a month doing something else. I was in an alleyway waiting for the crosswalk signal, and that's when the idea hit me.
모르겠어요. 이게 뭐 신호등이 껌뻑거려서 그런가?
It might be because the signal just kept on blinking.
I don't know.
So speaking of waterfall, I mean the rain, the flood. What was it like, Song, for you filming that scene?
그래서 영화를 다 촬영하고 나서는 아 다시는 이제 비가 내리는 영화 시나리오를 받으면 절대 출연을 하지 말아야지. 계단이 나온다고 그러면은 아예 읽다가도 덮어버려야지라는 생각을 제일 많이 했죠.
So all I can say that is that if I get another script with rain or water, I am not going to accept it. If it has staircases, I'm not even going to finish reading it.
So okay, the underground apartment. Where did you find that neighborhood?
그 다 만든 거잖아요. 아, 그 뭐 아시면서 뭘 또 물어보고 그래.
We built it all. You already know this.
물어봐줘서 고마워요.
Thank you for asking. 그,
물어봐줘야 자랑을 하지 또. 그 다 세트예요. 그 동네 이웃까지. 그 앞에 골목길도 세트고. 그 그래서 수영장 안에 지었어요. 그래서 이제 촬영하다가 마지막 이틀에 거기 이제 물을 다 집어넣고. 배우분들이랑 저랑 다 이제 그 물에 들어가서 찍은 거죠. 보기엔 더러워 보여도 깨끗한 물이에요. 이게 컬러만 이렇게 흙탕 컬러를 한 거지.
So you have to ask us in order for us to show it off. But it was all a set that we built in a water tank. The entire neighborhood, the alleyways, the home and the home surrounding it. And the last 2 days of filming in that water tank, we poured in the water for the flood sequence. All the actors and I, we went into the water to shoot. The water looks dirty, but it's actually very clean. It's just the color.
그래서, 예. 그래서 우리 그 미술 감독님이 그런 엄청난 수고를 했는데 이번에 오스카 노미네이션도 돼서 되게 기뻤어요. 그 정말 노력을 많이 했고 그분이 그 되게 집요한 그 리얼리즘을 추구했어요. 이렇게 그 기택의 이 집에서나 거기 나오는 문짝 창틀 재료, 그다음에 이웃들의 그 뭐 벽이나 이런 것들을 실제 그 동네, 실제 철거되는 동네 같은 데서 그 재료들을 띄워와서 붙인 경우도 많아요. 정말 질감이나 텍스처 같은 게 리얼하죠. 그리고 너무 리얼한 음식물 쓰레기 같은 거를 우리가 그 뉴욕의 길거리에서 볼 수 있는 그런 냄새나는 실제 음식물 쓰레기 봉투를 갖다 놔서 정말 세트장에서 냄새가 나기도 했고 막 실제 파리들이 꼬여드는 거예요. 특수효과 파리가 아니라.
예. So the production designer worked very hard on this and we were so happy when he was nominated for the Oscars because he put in so much effort and he was very persistent. And making it all look real, he actually visited neighborhoods that were scheduled to be demolished to take the actual doors, the windows, the walls, and all these materials to build the set with. And that's why you have such a real texture with that neighborhood. He was so persistent that he actually brought in real food trash into our set, the ones you see on the streets of New York. And so our set actually smelled really bad. Flies started to swarm in. They weren't added with visual effects.
So I want to ask about preparing to shoot the finale, the last scene, and actually filming the last scene. What was it like for you and the cast?
그때가 이제 가장 한국 여기도 굉장히 더운 날이 있을 거 아니에요. 한국에서도 가장 기온이 높이 올라 영상 40도 정도 되는 날이었는데 아 그래서 이렇게 숨쉬기도 힘들고 직사광선이 그냥 너무너무 살인적인 그런 환경에서 촬영을 하다 보니까 빨리 끝내고 빨리 집에 가야겠다 그 생각밖에 안 했습니다. 예.
So we actually shot that party sequence on the hottest day of the year. It was over 40 degrees Celsius. It was difficult to breathe. The sun was so strong. And so all that was going in my mind was we need to shoot this fast and I want to go home right away.
사실 그 크라이막스고 여러분들 보기 와 저 샷은 정말 중요하다 싶은 것들 사실은 되게 빨리 찍었어요. 솔직히 말하면 그 떼약볕이라고 하죠. 떼약볕을 어떻게 통역하실래요? 이거 그 단어가 있겠지. 정말 떼약볕, 정말 강한 떼약볕에서 그 신을 찍어야 된다라고 저랑 우리 그 DP는 촬영 감독은 처음부터 제 생각을 했었거든요. 그 지하에서 몇 년간 지냈던 남자가 마침내 엄청난 햇빛 아래 나와서 그 유혈극을 펼치는 거니까 예. 그래서 정말 더더욱 그런 힘든 날씨였죠. 예.
So all those scenes that shots that look very important in the climactic sequence, we actually shot them very fast and the DP and I we were very insistent from the beginning that this scene had to take place under intense sunlight. And so that's why we chose that day and because essentially that scene is about this man who had been living in this bunker for years coming out all of a sudden to begin this bloodbath and that's why we had to shoot in such a hot day.
Where did you find that house?
만들었잖아요.
We built it.
Oh, wow.
그래서 우리 미술 감독님이 또 그것도 고생을 많이 했죠. 그 이제 처음부터 이제 우리의 가장 야심적인 어떤 또 작업 중에 하나였죠. 집도 또 하나의 주인공과 같은 거였으니까 부잣집에서 또 많은 일이 벌어지고 그래서 그 필드에 이렇게 그 오픈 세트 짓는 터에 이제 정원이랑 1층을 지은 거고 2층 내부랑 지하실 이런 건 또 별도의 사운드 스테이지에 지고서 이제 뭐 비주얼 이펙트로 다 합친 거죠.
And that's why the production designer worked so hard on this film. The Rich House was one of the more ambitious parts of this film because we wanted to make sure the house felt like a character on its own. And of course, a lot of the story happens within the Rich House. So we built the first floor of the house and created the garden on an open field. Usually used for film sets, and we built the second floor interior and the bunker on separate sound stages and stitched them together through visual effects.
Wow, amazing, amazing. I want to ask, I mean, it sounds like a cliche to ask a question like this after seeing a movie like this, but what is the takeaway? What is the message that you hope people get from this film?
그 이제 영화를 보시고 그러면 누가 어느 가족이 기생충이냐 이렇게 말씀해 주시는 분들이 계셨는데 글쎄 그게 정답은 다양할 것 같다. 예, 우리가 각각 개인적으로 이 영화를 보고 집에 가서 생각나는 그런 얘기가 아닐까. 그게 어느 쪽이 기생충이다 아니다가 중요한 문제가 아니지 않나라는 생각이 듭니다. 우리가 살아가는 이 사회에 대한 어떤 자화상에 대한 얘기가 아닐까라는 생각이 듭니다.
So after watching this film, some people have asked me which family is the parasite, and I think you can have various answers to that question. I think this is something that everyone will think about as they go home and reflect on this film. I don't think the question is who is the parasite. I think that in itself, the fact that this question will have various answers is a self-portrait of our society.
Wow. Yes. What's your answer to this?
글쎄요, 뭐 아까 처음에 악인도 없고 영웅도 히어로도 없다 그런 얘기했었는데 사실 맞아요. 그러니까 명확한 악인이 없는데도 영화에서 보면 되게 무서운 비극이 터지잖아요. 그래서 그럼 도대체 왜 그런 걸까? 악한 의도를 가진 사람은 없었는데 그 질문 자체가 이 영화가 줄여지고 하는 메시지인 것 같아요. 어떻게 보면.
So as we discussed earlier, this film doesn't have any clear villains or heroes. But despite not having any villains, the film ends with this horrific tragedy. And I think then you can ask the question of why. Why does that happen when none of these people have any malicious intent? I think that question in itself is the message of this film.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, two requests. One, if you could please stay seated while we exit. Second request is... So this movie now had been playing in L.A., in Southern California, for 18 weeks. 18 weeks. And since it is still in theaters, make sure you spread the word. And how do you spread the word these days? Social media. Are you on Twitter?
I know, 뭐 인스타그램 이런 거 다 안 해요, 내가.
I have no social media, nothing.
All right. 이분도 안 하시고.
He also does not have any social media.
So sorry.
It's okay. So go on Twitter, go on Instagram, go on Facebook. You in the back, if you're still using MySpace, totally fine. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
Stelio Chico, Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game, so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.